Welcome to Business Ninjas, brought to you by Right For Me, where you'll hear from business leaders who are out there growing their business and slaying it every day. Learn from the masters. Let's get started.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Business Ninjas. I'm here today with Brian Newar, content marketing lead for BCW Group. How are you doing today, Brian?
Doing good, Andrew. Good to be here. Thank you.
Great to have you. Thanks for spending some time with us. I know it is early in the morning in Korea, so I appreciate you having some tea or coffee for us. Tell me a little bit about yourself and a little bit about BCW Group.
Well, like you said, I'm the content marketing lead for BCW Group. I've been developing content on the marketing side for about 6 years now in the blockchain industry. I started off by launching my own blockchain media company. It's called The News.Asia. And I also moved into other companies, including Cointelegraph, which is another type of blockchain news media company. And then after that, I moved into BCW Group because they had a need for someone to help them scale up their marketing and content capabilities, as they are a venture studio that works with different foundations, enterprises, and companies to fill the need that blockchain companies, DLT enterprises, really have.
Okay. And what sort of verticals does BCW service?
We service tech side, there's consulting, there's several different products that BCW Group either incubates or works very closely with. On the tech side of things, they have a core competency of running nodes on blockchains. Mm-hmm. They run very large node infrastructure service with over a dozen nodes, including two of the 100 nodes on the Polygon network. They also work very closely with Hedera Hashgraph through various companies and foundations. And, you know, we saw a need for Valley to be moved from EVM ecosystem, the Ethereum virtual network ecosystem, into Hedera. So then the Hedera Foundation basically approached BCW Group to start building out some products and servicing the verticals that they have there. And that has expanded into other networks.
Great. And what's the origin story of BCW? How long they've been around?
They've been around for about 5 years now. Mm-hmm. The origin story is they basically were founded in kind of in the APAC region between Hong Kong and South Korea. Okay. BCW, it actually has no meaning, the acronym. I know that you're dying to find that out.
Blockchain what?
I don't know.
There it is.
I think it's just one of those things that they thought it sounded cool and they went with it. So, you know, it has stuck since then.
Keep people guessing. They got to go Google and find out what it's about. Yeah. And what makes you guys stand out from the other blockchain companies out there?
Well, for one thing, and this is in a way, by not standing out, it does stand out. So you might have noticed that there's not a whole lot of media attention on BCW Group. There's not a lot of media coverage of what BCW Group even does. And that's sort of by design. You contrast that with other incubators or other similar enterprise or ecosystem advancing companies in the blockchain industry like BCW Group. And they tend to be a little boisterous. They tend to announce themselves like, we have gotten this investment, we have done this with this client. Whereas what BCW does is promote the products or the verticals that they have been working with rather than promoting themselves. So it adds, it gives them more opportunity to let their partners or their product companies shine rather than letting BCW Group kind of steal their thunder. So in a way, I think that helps BCW Group stand out. And in another way, I think it is a greater promotion of what is going on in blockchain and DLT industry.
Oh, absolutely. And then your clients are happy because they're the ones that it's their name first. It's not you guys servicing them. It's, you know, exactly. And also, frankly, the news cycle these days around blockchain is creates a knee-jerk reaction in a lot of people. So it's not the greatest space to be talking in. Yeah. Obviously, people need to be aware that there's good companies doing good work in the space, but it's a sensitive subject publicly these days.
Right.
What size companies are you working with? Who are your best customers? I don't mean specifically. I mean, who is a great customer for you? What sort of company comes to you?
Mostly enterprises. So BCW Group is targeting those enterprise companies that are trying to gain access to the blockchain industry in one way or another. Either those enterprises are trying to build out their own blockchain products internally and need consultation, or those enterprises are trying to gain access to the blockchain industry through other existing products. Like they might need payments, they might need consulting, they might need access to that node, which BCW, as I mentioned earlier, has a very rich node infrastructure service. So some examples of clients that we have are like Worldpay FIS, Google Cloud, DLA Piper. You know, those are quite big names in the industry. And for the most part, like I was also saying before, like it's more kind of under the hood that BCW is working with them and doing a lot of what their blockchain deployments are actually involved with. Is actually facilitated quite a bit by what BCW Group is doing.
Yeah, I think most companies would be shouting from the rooftops that they're working with Google Cloud, right? There's not many bigger ringing endorsements than that these days. What's typical problems that you solve for your clients?
So one of the main things is payments. For example, like with Worldpay FIS, they are very much involved in payments. And on the side of blockchain payments, they need a lot of facilitation, which BCW Group provides for them. There is also node infrastructure service, like for example, running those nodes on Polygon, running nodes on several different other networks. That facilitates not just payments, but developing middleware, developing various other applications or protocols for the clients that BCW Group has. They come to them, they need some help with something, building out some infrastructure. They use our nodes and it makes things a lot easier for them.
Excellent. All right. What role has content marketing played in the growth of BCW Group?
So for content marketing, BCW Group itself doesn't really need as much content marketing. It's really more of the public-facing products that require that. Through 2023 now, we're going to be focusing on growth for the four products that we work with. I work most directly with Blockport and Arkaya. Blockport is a multi-chain data aggregator, and Arkaya is a middleware service for the Hedera network. We're really hoping to see a lot of growth there. And so the importance of content marketing there is going to really be paramount through 2023 as we try to deploy resources across as many channels as possible, like getting our blog content up. Of course, we have to have social media, as much social media content as possible. I'm hopefully getting a lot of multimedia content as well. And through 2022, another one of our products, Hashport, which is the only token bridge to Hedera, that saw a lot of growth. So we're seeing a lot of usership. We're seeing enterprises onboard through Hashport to the Hedera network. So those are the places in the BCW umbrella that really need a lot of content marketing, which is why I've come on in the past few months. But on the BCW Group side itself, like in and of itself, it does not require that much content marketing because, like I've already said a few times, like they're trying to stay kind of below the radar. It's more promoting the peripherals, the products that BCW Group is working with.
Hey, again, that's a great advertisement to your clients that they are the priority, even after having success with you, that you're still trying to promote them, not yourselves. That's
Exactly.
great. Tell me about the last couple of years through COVID, challenges, opportunities for growth. How did your company stem the tide, as it were?
Well, through much of what happened in COVID, I was actually doing content marketing for a South Korean company. That was rough. There were, all those shutdowns and working from home, but it was in that time that I learned really how to work from home. At first it seemed like, all right, I don't have to go to work. This is going to be easy, but you realize really quickly that the work still has to get done.
Oh, yeah.
Someone still has to do it. And if it's not you, it's going to be someone else. It just like it would be at the office. So it was in that period, like the first half of COVID, I would say, what was that? Like 2020, right? I can't, it's everything has gone by so
I know
quickly. Like
it's
it,
It's
I can't even keep my
2023 doesn't anymore. Even sound right. I know,
right? So through 2020, you know, you learn how to handle working from home. And then through 2021, same idea, kind of getting into that habit and staying consistent with it. Through 2021 and 2022, of course, I worked for Cointelegraph and they're 100% remote. They don't have offices anywhere. So by that time, I was already somewhat well adjusted to it. And now with BCW Group, while there are offices in Hong Kong and Singapore where many of my colleagues work, in Korea, we don't have an office, but there's a very large handful of my colleagues who work in Korea. We all work remote. There's no office here. So having dealt with already several years of working from home because of COVID, I was already like in a pretty good position to handle it for BCW Group. And then, you know, you add that to like, well, my gym's closed, gained a few pounds, and I used to work out quite a bit, and it all went downhill because of COVID. So, I mean, in general, it's worked out well. I haven't gotten sick. I actually have never had COVID yet, knock on wood. But everything seems to have worked out okay in terms of my career path, in terms of what the companies I'm working for have done. They're all quite successful still at this point. So just hoping that, you know, I don't see any adverse effects from COVID from this point moving forward, hopefully.
Excellent. And what brought you to the Far East in the first place?
This was about 10 years ago. I've been in Korea just under 10 years. At the time I had just finished college and I was looking into my future, trying to see, okay, I have this degree, this undergraduate degree. What can I do with it? What can I do with someone who is a trained historian, is a trained educator? I'm a certified teacher, certified high school teacher for psychology and history. What can I do with this? I was looking, well, I can study American history and I can get into a university with a master's degree there, teach there. And then I thought everyone has an American history degree, everyone. Nobody has an Asian history degree. Nobody has that. So I could land an Asian history degree, get a master's degree in that, and then make myself a very comfortable niche at a university where there are no East Asian studies programs yet. At least there weren't when I was there. They're starting to pick up now, which now looking in hindsight, it would have been a good idea to do something like that, at least from the standpoint of cornering that market. So I came here in order to do that. Actually, what happened was, as I was looking for where to go, what university to go to, someone cold called me and said, would you be interested in teaching high school in South Korea? And the timing could not have been any, it was eerie how good the timing was. So one thing led to another. I came here and in that time I was introduced to blockchain and cryptocurrency. So I said, I don't want to teach anymore. I'm kind of done with this. This blockchain stuff is where I'm going to be going to. So I'm moved my entire life across the world. I changed careers. I was a successful teacher. I actually enjoyed teaching quite a bit, but I knew that this crypto and especially blockchain technology stuff is where I needed to be.
Literally, you went there to go into history and you jumped into the future instead. That's
one way of
pretty,
looking at it.
Pretty diametrically opposed path there, but hey, it seems to have worked out for you. What's something you'd like to be celebrating 1 year from now, personally or professionally or both?
On a professional side, I'd like this time next year, I'd like to be able to look back at 2023 and say, you know, we've hit all our KPIs and we exceeded all of our KPIs, especially for the two products that I work with most directly. For growth on the Blockpore side, we're really trying to hit that home as we're releasing so many different features. Like we have an API launchpad program going on now for free that anyone can use. I've been using it for about a month now. And just from the experience I have in crypto and in studying blockchain stuff, I mean, I love using it. I think it's great. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I work there, but I mean, I really do think it's a good feature. And same thing on the Arkaya side, you know, there's so many enterprises that are trying to get in, excuse me. So many enterprises that are trying to get into Hedera these days. And if we can get them to use Arkaya and by the end of 2023, say, wow, we have onboarded X number of enterprises through Arkaya. This is amazing. This is what we've been trying to see for the past year and a half. Then, you know, I can, you know, put a feather in my cap and say, it wasn't just me, it was this entire team. So it'll really make us feel good from a professional standpoint. And on a personal standpoint, you know, I just hope to stay happy and healthy with my family, you know, staying, hopefully my daughter continues to grow, and, you know, she's cute as a button right now. I love watching every day. It looks like there's something different that she's learned. So, that's pretty much it.
Hey, if we can keep that youthful thing where we learn something every single day, right? That's kind of the answer. So that joy and openness is important. And I'm glad that that's at the front of your mind. Please tell our listeners where they can find BCW Group. What's your URL and what social media channels you're using, and of your other products like Blockpour and Archaea and stuff like that? How can they find you?
So you can find BCW Group on their website, BCW Group. And really, if you're looking to tap into what BCW Group can actually do for you, I would recommend trying to find the products that I work with, because chances are, if you're looking for like, well, what content marketing do they have? Or if you're looking for like, I am a DeFi user, or I build a DeFi product, I build a blockchain product, I have something to do with blockchain, I need help building X, Y, or Z, then chances are you're probably going to want to go to our product pages. So the first one would be blockpour.com. Mm-hmm. That's the multi-chain data aggregator. It's very, very powerful, very quick. We're looking to onboard as many clients and partners as possible to use our API now. There's also Archaea, archaea.io. That's the Hedera middleware service. So if you're trying to build some DeFi product on Hedera, Archaea is the place to go. They help you with pretty much everything you need from the developer standpoint. And then there's Hashport Network. Hashport, like I said earlier, is the token bridge to the Hedera ecosystem. It's the only one. We have dozens and dozens of tokens going through there on a regular basis. And as those enterprises onboard and more DeFi users come onto the Hedera network, more Web3 builders, that bridge is getting used more and more and more.
And what social media channels does BCW Group use?
Well, we use Twitter for BCW. So you can find BCW Group proper on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Blockpour uses Twitter, Reddit. We have just launched a YouTube. We're trying somehow to find a way to have the resources for a podcast, which hopefully is coming soon. We have a Medium, but we're trying to port the Medium onto blockpour.com, like through WordPress. So you'll be able to find all of our written content there. And same thing with Archaea. There's Twitter, there's Reddit, there's also a Medium. And we're going to be expanding those social media as well. Both of Archaea and Blockpour are less than a year old, but we already have a tremendous user base, considering how young the two products are. And we're just hoping to capture as much of that market share as possible as we, hopefully the market turns and we have established, the content that is really relevant for the potential clients that we have.
Excellent. Brian Neuer, content marketing lead for BCW Group. I appreciate your time here. It's a fascinating conversation. I wish you and yours the best and continued growth to your companies and products.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Hey, are you a business ninja? Want to be interviewed like this? Give us a shout. Go to www.writeforme.io, WRITEFORME.io, and schedule a time to meet with us, and we'll make it happen. Keep slaying it, y'all.